When was the last time you and a loved one or friend went to a movie? I don't mean watch a movie in the comfort of your own home. I'm talking about the full theater-going experience. Come on, can't you just smell the buttery popcorn, pretzels, nachos? Tasty sweet candy and soft drinks, munching away on all the snacks, while the combination of good acting, great dialogue, rich scenery and audio allows moviegoers to put our own lives on hold and live vicariously through those on screen. For some people with vision loss, watching a movie in a theater may not feel like a fully immersive experience. I spoke with several people, all with varying degrees of severe vision loss. At the least, each said they attended movies regularly prior to their vision loss. Of course, some more frequent than others. After vision loss, they share similar experiences when attending a movie in a theater as opposed to in their homes. Marianne Kalfa of Tyrone, Pennsylvania, says following her vision loss, she stayed away from movies and theaters.
It was difficult. I was there, but I couldn't actually see all the movie. It was more listening.
Even though her husband Bob would explain what was happening on the screen, Marianne says,
it was upsetting and kind of emotional because I couldn't see the screen. I felt like I was distracting everyone else because he was having to just tell me what was happening.
Will Grignan of Cape Coral, Florida, wasn't satisfied with the experience after vision loss.
After I lost my vision, I was much less interested in movies because of the lack of the visual input.
The experience isn't necessarily better for those with some usable vision. Carol Nelson from Indiana, Pennsylvania, who has low vision, says she notices lately that more movies make use of subtitles. For example, providing the English translation when dialogue is in another language. This makes it even more difficult for her to keep up with the storyline. Carol says it's not just the subtitles.
More of the movies that I've gone to over the years since being visually impaired have required subtitles. Or, you know, somebody reading to me. When I go to see a chick flick or an action movie or something, I mean, there are still things that I miss. And it might be a crucial part of the scene, and I'll be totally lost. Like, what just happened? And I'll have to ask, you know, what happened, what I missed? Whereas if I'm home, I'm a little closer to the screen, and I don't feel as intrusive when I ask those kinds of questions.
Then there's
Angela Hudbosny from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania,
who says that some fellow moviegoers consider any form of talking during the movie disruptive.
Now, what'd they do? What'd she say? What's she wearing? What? And she'd be trying to tell me, and then there'd always be some guy in the back of us going, would you please keep quiet? I can't hear the movie. You know, and then that'd be the end of that. Then after a while, I just said, you know, ain't worth it. And then we quit going.
If you're wondering what the experience is like, take the finale scene from the well-known movie, The Graduate. If you haven't seen this movie, well, spoiler alert, you're about to find out what happens at the end. Now, the movie was made in the 60s, so I think the statutes of limitations on spoiler alerts has actually expired. After Dustin Hoffman's character tries to stop the wedding of Elaine, played by Catherine Ross, a user with vision loss watching the movie has this experience. There's a bit of action, and then no dialogue for the movie's duration. Let's fast forward a bit. We can tell someone is running. We hear a vehicle driving off. Pretty difficult to figure out. Let's fast forward a bit. As the credits roll, all you hear is music.
I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while.
And while you may enjoy the song,
and the vision that was planted in my brain still,
you're basically left with
within the sound of silence.
Movies and theaters are now including professionally written and recorded audio description that you can hear privately through a pocket-sized receiver and headset. For example, let's hear the same scene from The Graduate, but this time with audio description.
Ben runs down the stairs and meets Mr. Robinson coming up. Ben tries to avoid him by leaping the banister, but Mr. Robinson grabs him from behind, pinning Ben's arms back as they struggle. Ben elbows him and breaks free, grabbing Elaine's hand. Mrs. Robinson confronts Elaine. She slaps Elaine across the face as Ben grabs a cross and starts swinging it to hold them at bay. Ben and Elaine run out the glass doors and Ben shoves the cross through the handles, locking the others in. Ben and Elaine run, holding hands, grinning. A bus stops and they get in. Ben shoves a bill into the fare machine and they rush to the back of the bus as everyone stares nonplussed. They sit on the back seat and look out the window, Ben sweaty with a torn jacket, Elaine in formal bridal attire. Everyone on the bus turns and stares blankly at Ben and Elaine, who smile at each other, then look straight ahead as the bus disappears down the road.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. While a definite improvement, Will Grignan says more is better when it comes to audio description.
I find myself wanting more description. You know, you get just enough information to know basically who's on the screen and what's happening, you know, primarily, but you don't get any sense of a director's presence. So if you're watching a David Lynch or a Hitchcock or Merchant Ivory, you get the similar experience, even though they're very different directors, you know, with very different personal approaches to filming.
Angela Hadbovny says the provided description doesn't always convey the emotions of a scene.
Sometimes they hardly say anything. I mean, from watching the movie, and there's a lot of stuff that you just don't get from the description, that's for sure. I can remember Dr. Zhivago, and they had these scenes on Dr. Zhivago, and they just, like, I mean, you were just sitting there with your mouth open. They were showing these big, like, fields of, I don't know, sunflowers or something in the mountains and all this, and you're just, like, going, oh, wow. You know, I mean, they were just so good.
Maggie Ostrowski of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, has a certain appreciation for the information provided through description.
Having that descriptive video available reminds me of what is missed in life in general because you're blind. There's so much going on around you that you have no idea what it is. Whether it's a smile, a wink, a gesture, you don't know that it's there. There's nothing to wallow in, but it's the fact.
Movies are social. That's part of the reason we enjoy watching them in a theater. The theater of moviegoers itself becomes a community experiencing shared emotions. We laugh together during the funny scenes, root for the hero, and cheer when the villain is defeated. The movie also allows for conversations with family, friends, and co-workers sharing their opinions around the water cooler. Description helps Maggie feel involved with that community.
So cool just to start laughing because I know what's going on because I have the information. It's a really good feeling to be able to discuss the movie with people years later and say, oh yeah, remember when he did this? Remember when they did that? Yeah. It's a really a good feeling.
So going to a movie is more than watching a film. Movies are a big part of dating and become a couple's shared memories. Rodney Carter, who lives in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania with his wife Yvonne, has been adjusting to vision loss for about 2.5 years. Rodney says going to the movies with his wife is a helpful part of their adjustment.
It gave us something to do together. When I experienced that for the first time, it was almost like an awakening. Going to the movies, sharing popcorn, having a drink, just relaxing in the movie theater was really a nice first step because I had really refrained from going out too much. When we went to the movies for the first time, And the description worked really well, and we felt really good about that. And we just started going every week for about a month and a half. You know, within the next 2 months, we would just go. That's what we would do Sunday through, like, the summer months. We got to know the lady there. She'd see us coming and would go get the description for us. For me, it made me feel like I was told this by, you know, numerous people that as I start to do more things, I would start to like it a lot more, and I would start doing things again instead of being a recluse almost in the house all the time. So it was a good feeling.
From Yvonne's perspective,
gave us something normal to do, not like a doctor's appointment or something negative. You know, we can go out to the movies, which is something that we enjoyed doing before Rodney lost his vision. You know, somewhere we can go to relax, kick back, give us something current to talk about. Just nice.
Contact your local theaters to see if they offer Describe movies. Some of the larger chains like Regal, AMC, and others are committed to including description in their theaters. If not, encourage your local theater to adopt the technology. If you're worried about the process of attending an audio Describe movie, Yvonne Carter explains her process.
I have an app for Regal Cinema, so I would look and see what was playing and what time it was playing, and we'd pick the movie. I would check to make sure if they had the descriptive video or not.
Yvonne uses an iPhone app for her local Regal Theater, where she can find all of the movie information. But calling your theater can work just as well.
We would go to the theater. As I was purchasing the tickets, I would tell them that I would need the audio description. We would go inside and the manager would get the headsets for us.
After signing off for the use of the headset, the only things left to do, purchase your snacks,
have a seat and just relax and enjoy the movie.
If you or a loved one have stayed away from movies because of your vision loss, consider giving audio description a try. This is Thomas Reed for Gatewave Radio. See you at the movies.